家平安。
Peace to you all。
我们这个礼拜的读经是哥林多前书。
This week's Bible reading is 1 Corinthians。
哥林多前书在讲什么呢
？And what is 1 Corinthians talking about？
就是保罗的书信在教导哥林多教会要怎么建立成为一个属灵的教会。
It is a letter that Paul wrote to the Corinth church. It's instructions on how to establish a spiritual church.
And 很显然，哥林多教会问题很多。
So it is obvious that the Corinth church had many problems.
保罗给他们引导，希望他们能够问题渐渐解决，变成一个合一圣洁的教会。
So Paul gave them instructions on how to solve their problems one by one to become a united church.
这个哥林多本身是一个很大的商业城市。
And Corinth was a bustling city where a lot of business took place.
那在当时是一个文明生活水准相当高的地方。
So it was a place of culture.
那在宗教信仰上来说，有很多不同的宗教信仰。
And in terms of religion, there is more than one religion in the city of Corinth.
那教会就是建立在这样的一个社会里面。
So the church was established in this type of society.
因为这个教会是神从这个社会选召出来的一群人。
And this church was established by God through a group of people that he had chosen from the society.
那难免人活在这个世界上，都有一些世界的观念，还有一些世俗的人的个性。
So it's unavoidable that these people would have the mindset of society or habits of the society.
所以这样的教会就容易发生问题。
So this type of church, it's easy for them to run into issues.
那主耶稣在升天以前，在约翰福音十七章，他分离的祷告，他最关心两件事情。
So before Jesus ascended to heaven, in the book of John, chapter 17, he says a prayer. But what did he focus most on?
第一个就是合一，第二个就是成圣。
The first was unity, and then the second was to be sanctified.
今天我们教会所面对的两大问题也是一样。
And in present day, the two problems that our church faces are the same.
第一个是合一。
The first is to be a unified church.
第二个是成圣。
And the second is to be sanctified.
那教会在这个两件事情上如果能够渐渐的进步神的同在就会增加，教会就会进步，就会增长。
So if our church were able to improve on both of these problems, then the church would continue to grow, and we would feel God's abidance with us more and more.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是属灵的。
And it is spiritual.
不是世俗的一个组织。
So this is not a worldly structure organization.
它的头是主耶稣。
And the head of our church is Jesus Christ.
所以要怎么来治理教会，能够合一成圣，这个道理是用圣经来做标准。
So how should a church be run? We need to use the principles of the Bible.
那在哥林多教会里面。
So in the Corinth church.
在第一章到第四章就提到哥林多教会。第一个问题。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to 4, it talks about the problem that Corinth church runs into.
就是哥林多教会没有办法合一。
And is that the Corinth church was unable to be united?
那这个没有办法合一的主要因素是因为工人。
But what was the main factor that kept them from being united? It was actually the workers.
好，我们看第一章的十二节。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12.
从十一节跟十二节相读。
We will start from verse 11. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. 12. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ.
这个地方说，有人说我属保罗，有的说我属亚波罗，有的说我属彼得，有的说我属基督。
So here in verse 12, it says that people will say they belong to a certain apostle or disciple.
那这样看起来，这个哥林多教会就分作四边了。
So here it looks like the Corinth church was separated into four groups.
所以在十一节的最后说有人提起说。在哥林多教会中间有纷争。
So in verse 11, the latter part, it says that I have heard there are contentions among you.
那这个纷争主要的原因是什么？
And what was the main cause of these contentions?
那如果我们从第一章看到第四章，
So if we read from chapter 1 to chapter 4,
我们可以发现啊，这个教会不能合一有两大原因。
We can see that there's two main reasons why the church was unable to be united.
第一个原因就是无知。
The first was their ignorance.
就是对神的事情看不清楚，认识不够。
They did not understand deeply enough the works of God.
我们现在看第二章十四节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4.
第二章十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
这个都说属血气的人不能够领会神灵的事。
In verse 14 it says, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God.
这个英文叫 natural man, 中文翻作血气。什么是属血气？就是爸妈生下来啊。我们带有肉体，这个叫做属血气。
So in English, it's translated as natural man, but in Chinese, the translation means born of a human parents.
那这样的人哦，一个生下来这样的人没有办法来领悟神的事情。
A person who was born from humans of flesh and blood, he is unable to receive the things of God.
就是对属灵的事情哦，他没有办法了解。
So it also means he is unable to understand spiritual things.
这个不是说他在世界上不聪明。
But that doesn't mean he is not smart in this world.
他可能在世界上很聪明。
It could be that he is actually very smart.
但是这个是世界的事情。
But this is matters of the world.
是在看得见、听得见、摸得到这个三度空间里面的事情。
These are tangible or intangible things, but within our worldly realm.
但是灵界是在日光之上，是看不见、摸不到的。
But spiritual things are talking about things that we cannot see and things that we cannot touch.
所以这些属血气的人啊，生下来这些人啊，在世界上可能是很聪明，但是对认识神啊，他是一窍不通的。
So it could be that these people who are born from human parents on this world, they're very smart, but in spiritual matters, they are ignorant.
所以在二十一节，我们看第一章二十一节。
So if we turn to chapter 1, verses 21.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, verse 21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
这个二十一节说，人用自己的智慧不能认识神。
So in chapter 1, verse 21, it says that using the wisdom of God, the world did not know God.
所以有时候书读越多越难认识神。
So sometimes the more we know or the more knowledgeable we are, it is more difficult for us to know God. Why is that?
因为他有智慧。
Because they have wisdom.
那这个有智慧人他错在哪里？
But where do these people err, people of wisdom?
他不知道神的事情跟地上的事情不一样。
They do not realize that the things of God are different from the things of this world.
所以他以为我头脑要想得通，我才可以信。
So they think that I must be able to reason through it, that way I can believe.
但是神的事情是属灵的，你头脑想不通的，除非神开我们的心。
But because God is spiritual, we are unable to understand Him by reason unless God were to open our hearts.
所以二十一节说，下面就说神啊。神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理，所以他就把这个道理当作很愚拙。
So in verse 21, it continues to say, "It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached."
这个也不合科学的理论。
So this is not in accordance with our laws of science.
经不过哲学思想的这个分析。
Nor does it stand up to philosophical analysis.
所以这个算不了什么，这个是愚拙的。
Because this is foolishness.
但是这个。愚拙的道理却拯救那些信的人。
But this foolish message has saved these people who believed it.
下面说，这就是神的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of God.
所以我们看二十六节。
So if we look at verse 26.
请读。
For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
二十七节。
Verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. 28. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are.
29.
That no flesh should glory in his presence.
这个地方说, 蒙召的按着肉体, 有智慧的不多, 有能力的也不多, 有尊贵的也不多。
So is that those who are chosen, they're not many that are mighty, not many or noble.
不是神不拣选他们。
It is not that God does not call them.
是他们要依靠自己的能力智慧来找神, 就找不到。
It's that they want to rely on their own means and their own wisdom to find God, but they're unable to find him.
那到最后神拣选谁?
So in the end, who has God chosen?
世界上愚拙的。
But God has chosen the foolish things.
然后拣选世界上软弱的。
God has chosen the weak things.
拣选世界上卑贱的。
And the base things of the world.
被人厌恶的。
The things that are despised.
那这样啊, 世界上人认为有智慧的, 有能力的, 很突出的, 在神面前变成一种羞耻。
So in front of God, those that we, the world thinks to stand out or to be mighty or to noble is instead a thing of shame.
所以31节,
So in verse 31,
夸口的应该指着主来夸口。
That as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
29节,
Verse 29.
是一切有血迹在神面前一个都不能自夸。
That no flesh should glory in his presence.
所以在我们在这个世界上认识神这件事情，这是神给我们的恩典。
So for us in this world, to know God, this is a grace that was given to us by God.
不是我们聪明能够找得到他。
And it's not because of our own smarts that we were able to find him.
好，我们再看第三章。
If it's to read chapter 3,
哥林多前书第三章,
1 Corinthians chapter 3,
18节,
verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him come before a fool that he may become wise.
所以这个18节就有两种智慧。
So in verse 18, there's two types of wisdom.
说你们中间在世界上自以为有智慧的，在世界上自以为有智慧的。
The Chinese translation says that if anyone on this world thinks that he is wise,
他倒不如变作愚拙,
says let him become a fool,
那他就可以成为有智慧,
then he can truly be wise.
所以可见啊, 如果一个人啊, 能够自觉啊, 我们在世界上的智慧不能认识神,
so this shows us that we cannot use the wisdom of this world to come to know God.
那这样谦卑下来,
so we must humble ourselves.
能够神打开他的心来认识神,
so that God can open their hearts to come to know him.
他就变成最有智慧的人, 因为认识神是智慧的开始。
And this person will become truly wise because to know God is the beginning of wisdom.
那这个是我们刚刚提到的是, 信仰的入门。
So this is the beginning of faith or how we enter faith.
但是有时候信仰入门以后, 有的人还是想要用世界上的智慧来想神的事情。
But after people have entered this faith, they still persist in using the world's wisdom to know God.
比方说在哥林多教会里面,
For example, in the Corinth church,
保罗、亚波罗、彼得,
Paul, Apollos, and Peter,
都是很有恩赐的工人,
these are people who are very gifted
workers of God,
and they were of great help to the church.
那你如果用世界上的智慧来想,
So if you were to use the wisdom of this world,
这些应该是公司里面的, CEO 或者公司的董事长, 公司的老板, 公司的董事会,
they would be equivalent to a company's CEO or president.
这个就是世界上的智慧嘛, 因为他, 他能够做成把事情做成了, 他有能力。
So this is worldly wisdom because they have ability and they're able to accomplish things.
所以很多大公司的老板, CEO, 这个员工都很崇拜他。
So a lot of workers, they will worship or admire their company's CEOs.
他今天能够做到这个程度，一定他有一两把刷子。
That for him to be able to ascend to that position, he must be very capable.
那这个是世界上的智慧。
But this is worldly wisdom.
但是我们把它搬到属灵上来看，那到底保罗、亚波罗、彼得是什么？
But if we were to use this in a spiritual realm, what is Peter, Paul, and Apollos?
我们看第三章22节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 22. Verse 22. whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours.
23.
Verse 23, and you are Christ, and Christ is God.
所以在这个地方忽然间哦, 他就看清楚在教会里面的次序。
So here we actually see very clearly the order of church.
工人是为信徒设立的。
That these workers were established for the believers.
所以为着信徒, 神才拣选保罗, 亚波罗, 彼得。
So it was for the believers that God had chosen these workers.
那能够被神所用, 当然这是很尊贵的。
And of course, to be able to be used by God is precious.
但是如果画一个图表上来讲, 它是为信徒设立的是在下面的。
But if we were to draw an organization chart, they would be below the believers.
它是属信徒的。
Because they belong to the believers.
那信徒属谁? 属基督。
But who do the believers belong to? They belong to Christ.
他是主耶稣宝血买来的, 所以他是属基督。
Because they were bought with the precious blood of Christ.
那基督是属神的。
And then Jesus Christ belongs to God.
所以如果我们有上头的智慧,
So if we have this kind of wisdom,
看得很清楚,
and we're able to see things clearly,
那哥林多教会就不会说, 我属保罗, 我属彼得, 因为保罗, 彼得, 他是为信徒设立, 是在服侍信徒的。
Then we wouldn't be like the Corinth church where we say that we belong to a certain worker because these workers are working for them.
所以为什么说, 教会要合一, 我们需要 对神有认识。
So why do we say that in order for a church to be united, they must know God?
因为每个人的观念都不一样。
Because everyone's mindset is different.
那教会要合一，一定观念要一致。
So in order for a church to be united, our mindsets must be identical.
那这个观念一致，也不是他的观念，他的观念或他的观念。
And it's not that we follow one particular person's mentality.
这个观念是有智慧来认识神怎么想法。
But instead, it is through wisdom that we come to know how God thinks.
第二个,
the second.
我们一般人都觉得, 当我头脑比别人聪明的时候, 我就有夸口的条件。
When people think that they are smarter than others, they think they have something to boast about.
当我能力比别人强, 我就有夸口的条件。
And when their ability is better than others, then they have the right to boast over others.
这个是用世界上来想的。
And this again is a worldly wisdom.
但是当一个人用神的想法来看，到底怎么一回事？
But when someone thinks from the perspective of God.
所以我们仔细看哦，那个主耶稣在讲这个比喻，一个给他五千，一个给他两千，一个给他一千。
If we were to look at the parable of talents that Jesus said, one person was given 10, the other 5, and the other 1.
五千，两千，一千。 是给的，是主人给他的。
This was given to them by the master.
那五千比起两千，他多三千了。
So of course the one with 5,000 has 3,000 more than the one with 2,000.
这个可能就是他骄傲的条件。
So this could be where he boasts.
但是如果从圣经上，这是神给的。
But if we were to see from the perspective of God, this was given to us by God.
那我们现在看第四章。
So if we turn to chapter 4.
第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sake, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other.
第七节。
Verse 7. For what makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
这个第七节说, 使你与人不同的是谁?
So verse 7, it asks, who made you different from the other person?
如果不认识神, 使我跟别人不同, 当然就是我自己吧。
So if a person did not know God, they would say, obviously it's myself that made me better.
但是我们认识神, 我知道, 使我们跟人不同的是神。
But because we know God, we know that it was God who gave us what we have.
为什么不同?
And why are we different?
你有什么不是领受的呢?
What did you have that you did not receive?
五千也是领受的, 两千也是领受的。
The 5,000 was given, and the 2,000 was given.
所以保罗, 亚波罗, 彼得这个恩赐都是领受的。
So Peter, Apollos, and Paul, they all knew that this was a grace given to them.
那为神为什么要给他?
But why did God give it to them?
为了完成神的工作。
So they can complete the work of God.
所以神给他恩赐。
So God gave them this grace.
因为这个样子。
And because of this,
所以彼得、亚波罗、保罗他们都不敢骄傲。
So Peter, Apollos, and Paul, they dare not become proud.
当神借着彼得把神迹行出来。
So when God used Peter to perform miracles.
大家一直看彼得，他这个因为他很虔诚，很会祷告，所以今天这个能够神迹行出来。
Many people's eyes were upon him, saying that because he is humble or because he prays, he's able to perform these miracles.
彼得说不是。
But Peter said that is not so.
这是因为奉主耶稣的名。
And Peter said it is because it is in the name of Jesus Christ.
当一个神迹，神借着保罗把它行出来。
So when God used Paul to perform miracles.
大家牵牛羊要献祭给保罗。
So everyone wanted to offer everything to Paul.
保罗把衣服撕裂，跳进他们中间，说：“我也是人啊。”
Paul he tore his clothes and jumped among them and said, "I am also human."
那既然他是人，为什么他能做人做不出来的？
But because he is human, why is he able to do things that other humans cannot?
因为神给他能力。
Because God gave him that ability.
那为什么神给他能力？
But why did God give Paul that ability?
为着让外邦人顺服来信耶稣。
So the Gentiles could come and believe.
所以保罗头脑看得很清楚。
So Paul was able to see things very clearly.
我跟别人不同的是神。
He saw that he differed from others is because of God.
我一切都是从神领受的。
And that everything he had had come from God.
所以我能夸什么？什么都不能夸。
So what can he boast about? Nothing.
他也知道自己的地位，他不敢被人抬到头上，说我属保罗。
He was very clear of his own status and position.
因此这个教会要合一。
So for this church to be united.
要深深地克服第一个缺点，就是属血气的人。不能认识神这个无知。
The first flaw that we must overcome is that those born of blood and flesh, we must overcome our ignorance.
那怎么能够认识神？
So how can we come to know God?
神的奥秘就是耶稣。
God's mystery is Jesus Christ.
所以从圣经不断地去查考，对主耶稣认识越来越深。
So through the study of the Bible, we can come to know Jesus more and more.
那这个无知就渐渐能够被克服。
And we can overcome this ignorance little by little.
这第二个。
The second point.
这个教会合一的第二个要克服的就是属肉体的罪性。
The second thing that a church must overcome to be united is to overcome its sinful nature.
我们属肉体 carnal.
It's carnal nature.
我们来看第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第一节
Verse 1 And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ.
这里保罗对哥林多教会讲，我不把你们当作属灵的。
And here Paul says to the people in Corinth that he does not speak to them as spiritual people,
那你们是属肉体的。
But as to carnal.
所以属灵跟属肉体是相对的。
So these are in direct opposition to each other or direct contrast.
那既然属肉体，所以在灵，在基督里面是婴孩。
So to be carnal is also to be an infant in Christ.
因此这个属肉体不一定说他是刚信主的。
And those who are carnal does not mean that they had just come to believe in Christ.
这个属肉体是指着他罪性还没有克服。
It can mean that the people who are carnal, they have unable to overcome their sinful nature.
所以他有可能是刚刚信主的。
And it could be that they had just become believers.
但是这个也有可能是我们信主几十年。
But it can also be that we have been members for many decades.
因为带有肉体就带有罪性。
Because we are of flesh, then we have sinful nature.
那这个罪性如果没有解除，我们永远是婴孩。
So if we are unable to overcome it, we will always be infants in Christ.
我们看第二节。
Let's turn to verse 2. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able.
这里说我用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。
So here it says that I fed you with milk and not solid food.
这个就是婴孩。
And this is just like a baby.
那什么是奶？
So what is milk?
奶很好喝啊。
Milk, of course, is very delicious.
那什么是干粮？
And but what is solid food?
干粮就比较有营养，但是不好吃。
Solid food is more nutritious, but not as easy to eat.
那奶跟干粮差在哪里？
So what is the difference between milk and solid food?
希伯来书里面说，熟练人意的道理，这个叫做干粮。
So in the book of Hebrews, it says,
熟练，来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书。 第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
十四节。
But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
好，就是吃干粮就是熟练仁义的道理，十三节。
Verse 13, that those who eat solid food are those who are skilled in the word of righteousness.
也就是说听了以后会让我们的生活我们的心思意念我们的标准跟主耶稣一样那个叫熟练仁义的道理。
So those who are of full age are able to listen to the word of God and use it in their own lives or to have their standards be on the same level as God.
但是这种道理有时候不好听啊。
But this is a difficult message to believe or to take in.
要舍己。
That we must.
然后要背十字架。
That we must bear the cross.
要爱仇敌。
And that we must love our enemies.
这个道理不好听啊。
This is difficult for us to do.
但是这个吃得下去才叫做长大成人。
But those who are able to take in this message and do it, these are
所以在哥林多前书第三章
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3
这个属肉体的人有罪性
That those who are of carnal they have a sinful nature
所以第三节请读第三章第三节
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3 For you are still carnal For where there are envy, strife and divisions among you Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?
这个地方说你们中间有嫉妒纷争不是这不是属肉体照着世人的样子行吗
It says that because there's envy, strife, and divisions, this is what men would behave like.
所以为着人在教会里面有嫉妒纷争这个就是按着肉体在行这个就是罪性
And this is sinful nature that because we are carnal, there is envy and strife within our church.
因此让教会没有办法合一的两大原因第一个就是对神认识不清楚。
So the two main reasons why our church is not able to be united is that we do not know God.
第二是人的罪性。
And the second is the carnal sinful nature.
那要怎么做
？So what are we to do？
我们现在回来看第二章。
If we return to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
请读。
15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
十六节。
16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
十五节说属灵能够看透万事。
And it says that he who is spiritual can judge all things.
英文叫 judge. 属灵人就是能够判断每一件事情。
So the English translation is interpreted as judges.
那十六节。
In verse 16.
但是我们是有基督的心。
It says that we have the mind of Christ.
所以到最后，我们就是要在内心里面创造基督的心。
So for us, we must recreate the mind of Christ within ourselves.
看事情跟基督看的一样。
That the way we see things should be how Christ sees them.
我们的个性跟主耶稣一样。
And that our personality is like that of Jesus Christ.
那如果有这样的一个心的话，教会就合一了。
So if we were to have this mindset, then our church would be united.
因为看事情都跟主耶稣一样，就没有不同啊，没有不同就合一了。
So if everyone were to see things the way that Christ does, then everyone would be identical and we would be united.
那都以基督为中心，就没有嫉妒纷争。
And if Christ were to be to the center of all things, then we would have no divisions.
那教会就合一了。
So then our church would be united.
所以教会的合一是一种灵修的结果。
So for a church to be united, this is the fruit of a spiritual cultivation.
那有基督的心才能够成为问题解决问题的一个答案。
So to have the mind of Christ is the resolution to this problem.
如果没有基督的心，有时候去解决问题，倒会变成问题的一部分。
And if we do not have the mind of Christ, but we try to resolve these issues, we could just become another part of this issue.
所以为什么当初使徒教会说我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我属彼得，但是教会没有真的分裂？
So why is it that the apostolic church can say that I belong to Peter, I belong to Paul, but they did not divide?
因为保罗、亚波罗、彼得都有基督的心。
Because these workers, Apollos, Peter, and Paul, they all have the mind of Christ.
如果这个三个人没有基督的心， 使徒教会就分裂了。
If these three workers did not have the same mind of Christ, then the apostolic church would have divided.
那保罗怎么帮助使徒教会这个来哥林多教会来解决这个分裂的问题呢
？So how did Paul help the Corinth church resolve their division?
我们现在回来看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's return to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 13.Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
这个三个问题一问了，保罗本身头脑很清楚了，凡是信徒一听这三个问题，他们也醒过来了。
So Paul, his mind was very clear when he asked these three specific questions. And when the members heard it, they were also to think clearly.
第一个，基督是分开的吗？
His first was, is Christ divided?
当然不是啊，主耶稣的身体只有一个。
And of course not, because Christ only has one body.
那我们做圣工是做什么？
So when we do holy work, what are we doing?
让基督的身体能够长大。
That we can allow the body of Christ to grow.
教会能够发展。
That our church could prosper.
但是如果我们努力做圣工的结果，让教会分裂，这就跟我们服侍神的目的不一样啊。
But instead, our hard work allows the church to be divided, then this is different from the purpose of serving.
所以第一个问题，基督的身体是分开吗？不是。
So this is the first question, is the body of Christ divided?
所以如果因为我们进去让教会分裂，那我们就要想可能我有问题。
So if because of we entered the picture and we allow the church to become divided, we must think the problem has something to do with me.
因此我们讲的做得到最后，是因为我的投入能够让教会更合一，这样就对了。
But instead, our efforts and our labor are able to allow the church to become more united, then we are doing something right.
有的时候我们常常会做一些事情，讲一些事情的。在潜意识里面，其实我是要证明自己的重要性。
And sometimes when we say things or do things, we only want to show how important we are.
虽然我们没有讲，有时候连我们自己也不知道。
And sometimes we ourselves are not aware of it.
所以自我舍弃是从心里最深处把那个自我拔出来。
So to deny ourselves is the most basic, is to remove ourselves from the equation.
那第二个，保罗为你们钉十字架吗？
The second question he asked was Paul crucified for you?
当然不是的。
And of course not.
钉十字架是主耶稣。
The one who was crucified on the cross was Jesus.
所以被主耶稣的宝血赎出来，因为今天你们是赎主耶稣，不是赎保罗。
So those who are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ is the members.
所以这个工人不论多有恩赐。
So even though these workers, they were filled with grace.
他没有为我们钉十字架。
They were not crucified for us.
也不是奉他的宝，也不是用他的宝血洗礼的。
And it's not in his precious blood that we are baptized.
所以不能够高举人。
So they cannot become higher than man.
所以保罗了解很清楚啊。
So Paul was very clear.
那第三个。
And his second question.
你们奉保罗的名受洗吗？
Are you baptized in the name of Paul?
天下人间只有一个名。
And says that in this world there's only one name.
所有的权柄都给这个名，就是主耶稣。
And all authority has been given to this name, and it is Jesus Christ.
所以因为这个名
，and because of this name,
罪得赦免。
That we're able to be cleansed from our sins.
因为这个名
，because of this name,
神迹行出来。
That miracles are able to be performed.
因为这个名
，and because of this name,
魔鬼赶出去。
We're able to cast out demons.
所以每个人都在这个名之下。
So everyone is under this name.
要高举这个名。
And that we must exalt this name.
因为我们在教会里面不高举人。
So in this church we do not exalt men.
一切都是以主耶稣为主。
And everything is done with God Christ in the center.
一切都是为着荣耀神。
And everything it should be done for the glory of God.
那这样高举主耶稣。
So when we exalt Jesus Christ.
以主耶稣的想法做想法。
And we have the mind of Christ.
克制我们的罪性。
When we control our sinful nature.
这个教会就会很稳固。
Then this church is very steady.
不会分裂的。
And we would not be divided.
因为是主耶稣做中心的。
Because Christ is the center.
我们只是附在主耶稣的身体上而已。
And that we only are a part of his body.
以人为中心，教会就会出问题。
But if we were to put man at the center of this church, that's when the problems start to arise.
所以要解决教会的问题。
So in order to resolve the issues of the church,
我们要做属灵人。
We must be spiritual men.
他就是有基督的心。
And that is a person who has the mind of Christ. Let's sing him.
385. 385. 下个礼拜的礼拜三晚上，就刚好一个礼拜之后，我们在这里会有布道会。
In one more week, next Wednesday is our evangelical services.
还有七天。
So we still have seven more days.
请我们每天呢为这一件事情来祷告。
So let's remember this in our daily prayers.
求主耶稣能够带领祝福我们的灵恩布道会。
That God could guide and bless our evangelical service.
那我们大家也想想看，有谁我们能够来参加布道会
？And let us think, who can we invite to these services?
然后做一个安排，那灵恩布道会的时候，让他们能够来。
And that we can make arrangements that they're able to attend.
那最近在信徒的讨论当中，大家一直都觉得，我们布道者来到教会，我们的打招呼、关心呢，还是有加强的地方。
Recently, members have been discussing that we could still, there's room for improvement in how we treat our truth seekers.
所以我们要让慕道者来到教会觉得他是被欢迎的。
So we would want our truth seekers to feel that they are welcome to our church.
那这样他觉得教会很温暖他就会继续的停下来。
So that they would think this church is a very warm place and that they would want to stay.
但是最重要的，宣道不只是一个活动，宣道更是一种征战。
But most importantly, that to evangelize, it is not an activity, but this is a spiritual battle.
所以要把人的灵魂能够抢回夺回来，就是要在神面前有能力。
So that we can save a soul, that we must have power before for God.
所以我们要为这件事情特别来祷告。
So let us pray for this matter especially.
我们先来一起祈祷。
Let's pray together.